Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother David. How are you? Yes, yes, yes. I told y'all we're back. We are back, and today, I'll just preface this with saying I made a podcast maybe a week ago. 2 weeks, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes time I can't recollect, right? But I made a podcast on when you move, God moves. Today though, I need to speak to someone who is on the edge of a decision. You're standing at a doorway. You're at the intersection between what God promised and what you want to do. And the Lord has been whispering to you, wait. Wait before you move. Hallelujah. I hope y'all got y'all coffee this morning. Hallelujah. I'm 2 cups in. My God. Oh man. Well, one and a half. But don't worry. I only do 2 cups. That's it. I don't need no more. But anyways, but wait before you move. Not because God wants to delay you. Not because he wants to frustrate you, but because obedience requires timing, and timing requires clarity. Hallelujah. So today's episode, why waiting is obedience and why moving too soon is costly, and how God protects your destiny by slowing you down. Let's get into it. So, family, listen. We've confused waiting with being stuck. Come on now. Hallelujah. I've been there. My God. But biblically, waiting is not an activity, it's alignment. Scripture, Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. See, waiting strengthens you. Waiting stabilizes you. Waiting protects you. Hallelujah. See, God never commands waiting unless something ahead requires preparation. See, when God says wait, he's not slowing you down. He's speeding up your obedience. Hallelujah. Ooh, I don't know if they're ready for this one this morning. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me. May it be you and not me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there is a timing to your assignment. Habakkuk 2:3 says, the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. The vision is for an appointed time. An appointed time means what? A time that is prepared and already written. Hallelujah. So why wait? Because vision without timing becomes destruction. You can have the right calling, but the wrong timing. You can have the right promise, but the wrong posture. You can be in the right season, but still try to be in the wrong month. See, God's will has a win attached to it. A win. Not a W-I-N, a W-H-E-N, a win. You remember in language arts, who, what, why, how, when, where, huh? Oh, that just me? All right. I love language arts. I did. I knew I would be an orator. I knew I would be a speaker, but I didn't know that then for him. Did not know I would be a mouthpiece for him, but hallelujah. See, and the wind will either protect you or expose you. Oh my God. Waiting is how God ensures you don't step into a door the enemy is still standing behind. Moving too soon is costly. Costly. Let's talk real for a moment. Moving too soon has a price tag. Example, Abraham and Ishmael. God promised a son. Abraham and Sarah were tired of waiting, so they moved too soon. The result, Ishmael. A lifetime conflict. See, moving too soon will always produce something you will have to fight later. Another example, Saul. Saul got impatient and made a sacrifice before Samuel arrived. He lost the kingdom because he couldn't wait one more hour. Family, a single act of impatience can cost you a lifetime of peace. Come on now. My God, there you go. There go Nathan. Again, a single act of impatience can cost you a lifetime of peace. Example, Moses killing the Egyptian. He had the right assignment, but stepped out in the wrong timing. It cost him 40 years in the wilderness before God reset him. Impatience always births unnecessary consequences. Waiting is not passive. It is not lazy. It is not weak. Waiting is obedience in motion. Psalm 37 verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Isaiah 40, 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength is in your waiting. Your clarity is in your stillness. Your confirmation is in your surrender. Hallelujah. See, the enemy rushes. God leads. Whenever you feel rushed, pause. Whenever you feel pressured, pause. Whenever you feel forced, pause. See, pressure is not the Holy Spirit. Peace is. So, why does our Father, why does he make us wait? Why? To reveal what you can't see yet. See, sometimes the sun visor is down. Or let me say, your spiritual visibility is low. God isn't saying no. He's saying not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Two, to protect you from premature movement. See, every open door isn't ready for you. Some doors still have warfare behind them. Let that sit for a minute. See, three, to align the people connected to your destiny. God is synchronizing the right voices, resources, and relationships. 4, to mature your character for the weight of the blessing. This is the one here. This is the one here that a lot of us would not mature in character. I just posted about character yesterday. Some of you want to be the prophet, the apostle, the right? But you're not mature in your character to carry the weight. I was watching what was his name? Oh man. Damon Wayans. He was on, I saw it on social media yesterday, literally. He was on Club Shay Shay with the football player guy. It don't matter his name right now. Club Shay Shay, look it up. I can't think of his name right now. Dang, I can't think of his name to save my life. Hallelujah. Look, but what Damon Wayans was saying was, he was talking about fame. He was talking about fame and how most 98% of them got it too soon. They weren't mature. They can't handle it. They didn't deserve that weight. It's the same thing with what God is doing in your life. Some of us want to move too soon. We want to be the guy, or we want to be all that. And it's like, first of all, he ain't calling you to do all that. What you doing? But let me stop. I bring it back. Let me focus. But we're not mature in character, so waiting is necessary, because God will never give a blessing that becomes a burden. Hello. 5, to test obedience. See, some of you are in a waiting season because God wants to see when you obey when there's no movement. Oh yeah, some of y'all will be mad at me this morning. That's all right. I love you. So how do we wait the right way? Here's how you posture yourself in a waiting season. 1, pray for clarity, not speed. Pray for clarity, not speed. James 1:5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. 2, of course we know, stay in the word so God can speak direction. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet. To my feet. 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 Movement. Direction. Lamp. Your word. Hallelujah. 3, don't make emotional decisions. Emotions create Ishmaels. Obedience birth Isaacs. Hallelujah. 4, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Maintain gratitude while waiting. See, thankfulness keeps your spirit aligned. And always look for confirmation before you move. 2 Corinthians 13:1. Every matter is established by 2 or 3 witnesses. Listen carefully. Someone listening today is standing in front of a decision that feels urgent, emotional, or pressured. God told me to tell you, do not move until I speak. See, the enemy speaks in a rush. God speaks in rhythm. The enemy speaks in pressure. God speaks in peace. Premature movement in this season could open wrong doors, birth unnecessary warfare, drain finances, damage relationships, and slow down your destiny. But obedience is greater than sacrifice. Obedience, even when it feels slow, will protect you, position you, promote you, prepare you, and preserve you. Hallelujah. See, obedience is not about speed. It's about sensitivity. Sensitivity. Hallelujah. Sensitivity to the move of God. What thus says the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, we're at that time. I do not keep y'all too long. The most I'll keep y'all is 30 minutes. You know, I like to pop in, get in, and get out. Because we got stuff to do. And sometimes the stuff we got to do is just waiting, getting in our word. But I will not hold your time up. So, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, give every listener clarity before movement. Cancel every spirit of rush, pressure, and confusion. Align their ears to your voice alone. Strengthen those who are weary. Reveal the divine timing attached to their destiny. And give them the courage to wait until you say go. Lord, teach us to wait, not in fear, not in frustration, but in faith. And let obedience be our protection in every season. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. This was Unveiled by Grace. I'm your brother David, and I pray this episode help you discern the difference between your timing and God's timing. Remember, it's better to wait in obedience than to move in assumption. God's timing is not late. It is perfect. And when he says go, no devil in hell can stop you. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. This is your brother David Abraham. Shalom. Thank you.